Cecil, I'm glad that's over, aren't you?
Well, I should hope to cry in your milk.
But to think after all that trouble that you took to put these old clothes on, it didn't do any good.
Well, that wasn't your fault. It was a good idea anyhow, even if it didn't work.
Well, you certainly do look awful.
Don't I know it? I want to get these things off and put my own clothes on right away.
Well, come on, then. Let's go down in the basement and you can change them.
I hope that's the last time I ever have to go to court.
Oh, I don't see so.
What do you want to go to court for?
Well, sometimes it's a pleasure.
I'd like to know when.
Well, isn't that where you have to go to get a...
Who wants an old marriage license?
Well, lots of people do, Cecil.
Well, I don't.
Not ever, Cecil?
No, never, ever, ever. What would I do with one?
Well, get married to some girl, of course.
I'm never going to get married. I'm going to be a hermit.
You mean a bachelor, Cecil.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be.
But, Cecil, suppose you fall in love.
Well, that won't be for a few years yet, anyhow.
But then, Cecil, then you'll change your mind, huh?
No, I'm never going to get married. Oh, it's silly to talk about it.
It is not. It's very serious and beautiful.
Oh, rats.
Cecil, when you're old enough and have enough money, it's your duty to get married.
It's not my duty. Why should it be?
But, Cecil, you have to have somebody. Everybody has to have somebody.
For what?
Well, to sew buttons on your clothes.
My Aunt Bess sews buttons on my clothes.
But, Cecil, she isn't going to live always, is she?
I don't see why not. She's not so old.
Well, she's not so young, either.
Well, anyhow, I hope I never see a courthouse again.
Well, I hope you do.
And you needn't wish me any bad luck, either.
Well, what I'm wishing isn't bad luck. It's beautiful.
There's nothing I like about courthouses or judges.
No, but sometimes the judge acts as a Cupid.
Well, the judge we had today would make a hot-looking Cupid.
Well, he was fat enough, anyhow.
What are you always thinking about things like that for?
Well, Cecil, you have to think about that sometimes. Maybe someone would propose to me in a couple of years.
If any fella did, I hope you'll pop him in the nose.
Oh, no, Cecil. A girl's first proposal is something to remember.
Wouldn't you feel silly? Gee, if I were you and someone got down on their knees, oh, I'd laugh at them.
Yes, you would. You're just the type.
Why the dirty dig?
Well, you are. Nothing is sacred or beautiful to you.
How do you know? There is something sacred, too.
What's sacred to you?
Well, promises and church and things.
And is anything ever beautiful to you?
Lots of things.
For instance?
Well, moving picture actresses and little puppies.
Little dogs?
Sure. Why not?
And what else?
Well, and you and...
Me, Cecil?
Sure. Why not?
So it's me and puppies, huh?
Yeah, and moving picture actresses.
Oh, Cecil. Do you really think that I'm beautiful?
Well, you look all right.
Oh, Cecil. Thanks.
It's all right.
I didn't know you thought that.
Sure. I always have. Ever since I first knew you.
You never said so before.
There was no reason to, was there?
Well, I don't know.
You always think I don't like anything just because I don't gush.
Well, I take it all back now. And if you think that moving picture actresses and little puppies are beautiful and me and things are sacred, well, they are.
Of course they are.
Cecil, what do you like about me?
Is this the door to the basement?
Yes, don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead down. I'll close the door behind it.
Thanks. What do you like about me, Cecil?
Well, your eyes. And turn on the light when we get to the bottom.
All right. Why my eyes, Cecil?
Well, I used to have an Airedale called Spot. And you have eyes just like Spot. He had the softest eyes.
Goodness. So you like my eyes because they're like an old dog's.
Well, you should get high hat. Oh, you should have seen him. Great big eyes. Only they were brown instead of blue.
And how do I happen to remind you of your pet?
Well, that's a compliment. You needn't laugh about it. You know, you have eyes alike. Big and round. And they sort of look at you and blink slowly. Spot used to never take his eyes off of me.
What happened to him, Cecil?
Oh, somebody poisoned him. The dirty bum, whoever did it.
Oh, Cecil, that's too bad. But I'm glad you like something about me.
Oh, there are lots of other things, too. Where's the light?
Here it is. There. Well, I hope no one ever poisons me, Cecil.
Me too. Don't eat food that strange people give you, then.
I won't, Cecil. I'll be very careful.
Well, here we are, back in the basement again. No more court for me.
I don't care what you say, Cecil. Someday you will go again.
And I told you that I would never, never see that old place again.
You may think so now, but wait till you want to get a, marriage license.
The only license I want will be a dog license.
Well?
When I get a new dog.
You want someone to take care of the dogs, won't you?
Why, even if I did get weak-minded and gooey, or, say, after a couple of years, when I'm of age, why, who would I marry?
Oh, Cecil. You want me to tell you? I know.
No, never mind. Where are my clothes?
I hung them up there by the furnace.
No, you didn't. Where'd you put them, Sally?
Why, Cecil, they're gone.
I know it. I can see that. But where?
Well, I hung them there this morning when you threw them over to me from the coal bin when you were putting on Uncle Thomas's.
Oh, you always forget things. You didn't put them in any of these trunks, did you?
Cecil, I'm sure I hung them up there. Now, where could they be?
Well, I know the mice didn't eat them. Gee, I've got to have them. I can't go home in these.
Oh, Cecil, I'm getting nervous. I remember just as plainly I hung them on this nail.
That was my best suit. If anything happens to that, it's my neck.
Well, help me look for them, Cecil. Look in the coal bin.
Oh, they wouldn't be in here. No, they're not here. I gave them to you.
And I put them right here, Cecil.
Well, they're gone.
Oh, goodness, disappeared.
Well, I know darn well they didn't walk away. I know that. Who's been down here?
There's been no one home, Cecil, since we left.
Gee, Sally, I've just got to find my clothes.
Oh, Cecil. Oh, my goodness, oh, dear, Cecil.
Do you remember where you ditched them?
No, I mean, yes. Cecil.
Well, stop staring at me. What is it?
Cecil, this morning before Uncle Thomas left, he told Miranda to clean out the furnace room and sell all the things piled up down here to the junk man.
To the junk man? My suit?
Look, see? We didn't notice. See, some of the things that were here this morning are gone.
Oh, if that cook of yours sold my suit to the junk man, I'll shoot her.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Cecil, run upstairs, quick. He might still be out and back.
Get out of my way. Let me go first. Get out of
wait,
my way.
Wait, Cecil, wait for me. Don't leave me down here in this old basement by myself. Cecil, you'll break your neck running up those stairs. Out on the back porch, Cecil. Call Miranda.